Hi, this is Mikkel Hunter, and I have OWN's very own Miss Robbie on the line. Miss Robbie stars in Welcome to Sweetie Pies, which follows the loud, loving, and very musical Montgomery family as they struggle with the demands of expanding their family-owned business and creating a legacy to pass on to future generations, one soulful dish at a time. All new episodes of Welcome to Sweetie Pies premiere Saturday, September 15th on OWN at 9, 8 Central. So, Miss Robbie, the new season of Welcome to Sweetie Pies premieres on OWN, Oprah Winfrey's network, on Saturday, September 15th at 9 Eastern Pacific Time. Tell us, what can viewers expect this season?
They're going to see the opening of the new restaurant. We're going to have our soft opening, the hiring of the staff, stocking. I think we've had 3 or 4 events that's going on. My birthday party, I had my family reunion. And we had the soft opening and the grand opening. There's a lot of drama going on. I think Tim and Janae is split. There's the baby. He had his first year, his first birthday party. He's growing up. We're excited about him. So we still got drama. Charles has been fired again. I fired Andre. Charles's car broke down. He ran it down. Charles is going on different interviews for jobs. So just the everyday life of Sweetie Pies.
So Welcome to Sweetie Pies has been a big hit, a huge hit for OWN. So why do you think the show has resonated so well with viewers?
Well, I think we're just the everyday family.
Mm-hmm.
And people can relate. Everybody's got a Charles, a lazy nephew, mothers and sons that love each other but don't get along. And the struggles that we're having in trying to run a small family business. And people relate to that.
Miss Robbie, I understand that the new season will focus on some of the struggles you had in opening your long-awaited dream, the opening of your third soul food restaurant, Sweetie Pies in the Upper Crust. So tell us about your new restaurant and some of the struggles viewers will see this season.
Well, as you know, people know that I was struggling trying to get the loan. And all kinds of problems. After I got the loan, I needed a roof. Tim wanted a patio that we didn't have money for. So these are the struggles that they're going to see and then how they were accomplished. And this is going to let people know that if you dream or desire something, you too can get it.
Now, last season, I'm just curious, we watched your grandson, baby TJ, come home from the hospital after a 5-month stay in the NICU unit. How did your family get through that difficult time, and how's baby TJ doing now? He should be, what, nearly a year old?
During that time, I mean, it was ups and downs. We did a lot of praying because a lot of times we thought he was taking a turn for the worse, but the whole world was praying with us. And they're going to see TJ doing, he's doing much better. He's growing. He's not walking yet, but he did have his first birthday party. So the viewers are going to say that.
I'm glad that you and his family have come through that.
He is a miracle child.
All right, Miss Robbie, a lot of great information. You're sexy and 72, about to open your third soul food restaurant. You're doing it all, helping your grandson, Andre, who recently moved in, trying to find his footing in St. Louis, trying to get that vibe. And you're helping your son, Tim, working through this new chapter in his life, planning his wedding, and you've got a hit TV show. How do you keep up? How do you do it? Miss Robbie, what advice do you have for the rest of us who are struggling to make it all work?
I tell you one thing, my plate is full, but I just keep going day to day. I don't try and organize it because that would break me down. I just do it as it comes and keep going. That's about it. There's no skills or no magic that I'm doing. I'm just taking it as it comes to me.
Last season, you said you were looking for love. So have you gotten your groove back? How's Miss Robbie's love life nowadays? And are viewers going to see more of you looking for love this season?
Miss Robbie's still looking for love. So I got to have that special person that understands that Miss Robbie don't really have time. So I'm basically looking for a companion, I think, that I can love.
All right now.
I don't know if that goes together, but I'm looking for a companion that I can love.
So what are some of the requirements to date Miss Robbie?
I need a secure man that's not intimidated by a working woman that knows what she wants. I need a man that knows what he's want and give me my freedom that I need to be me.
There you have it, guys. Miss Robbie has laid down the law for what she needs and wants in a man.
Yep. So it's out there, but I'm looking.
You've become so popular and so much in demand with Welcome to Sweetie Pies. What kind of people are visiting the restaurants in St. Louis?
So we're getting people from all over the world coming to St. Louis to eat at Sweetie Pies.
Miss Robbie, it has been my pleasure. I wish you continued success. And don't forget to watch Welcome to Sweetie Pies on OWN at 9 p.m., 8 Central. Thanks again, Miss Robbie.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.